Let's take the word and turn now in the scriptures to Jeremiah and chapter 2. Jeremiah chapter 2. And we'll be reading the whole chapter, verses 1 through 37. Jeremiah chapter 2. Beloved, hear now the word of the living and true God. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, Go and proclaim in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, Thus says the Lord, I remember concerning you the devotion of your youth, the love of your betrothals, your following after me in the wilderness, through a land not sown. Israel was holy to the Lord, the first of his harvest. All who ate of it became guilty. Evil came upon them, declares the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel. Thus says the Lord, What injustice did your fathers find in me, that they went far from me and walked after emptiness and became empty? They did not say, Where is the Lord, who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, who led us through the wilderness to the land of deserts and of pits, through a land of drought and of deep darkness, through a land that no one crossed and where no man dwelt. I brought you into the fruitful land to eat its fruit and its good things. But you came and defiled my land, and my inheritance you made an abomination. The priest did not say, Where is the Lord? And those who handle the law did not know me. The rulers also transgressed against me, and the prophets prophesied by Baal and walked after things that did not profit. Therefore I will yet contend with you, declares the Lord, and with your sons I will contend. For cross to the coastlands of Kittim and see, and send to Kedar and observe closely, and see if there has been such a thing as this. Has a nation changed gods when they were not gods? But my people have changed their glory for that which does not profit. Be appalled, O heavens, at this, and shudder. Be very desolate, declares the Lord. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, to hew for themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. Is Israel a slave, or is he a homeborn servant? Why has he become a prey? The young lions have roared at him. They have roared loudly, and they have made his land a waste. His cities have been destroyed without inhabitant. Also the men of Memphis and Tapanes have shaved the crown of your head. Have you not done this to yourself by your forsaking the Lord your God when he led you in the way? But now what are you doing on the road to Egypt to drink the waters of the Nile? Or what are you doing on the road to Assyria to drink the waters of the Euphrates? Your own wickedness will correct you, and your apostasies will reprove you. Know therefore and see that it is evil and bitter for you to forsake the Lord your God, and the dread of me is not in you, declares the Lord God of hosts. For long ago I broke your yoke and tore off your bonds, but you said, I will not serve. For on every high hill and under every green tree you have lain down as a harlot. Yet I planted you a choice vine, a completely faithful seed. How then have you turned yourself before me into the degenerate shoots of a foreign vine? Although you wash yourself with lye and use much soap, the stain of your iniquity is before me, declares the Lord God. How can you say, I am not defiled, I have not gone after the Baals? Look at your way in the valley, know what you have done. You are a swift young camel entangling her ways, a wild donkey accustomed to the wilderness that sniffs the wind of her passion in the time of her heat. Who can turn her away? All who seek her will not become weary. In her mouth they will find her. Keep your feet from being unshod and your throat from thirst. But you said, it is hopeless. No, for I have loved strangers, and after them I will walk. As a thief is shamed when he is discovered, so the house of Israel is shamed. They, their kings, their princes, and their priests, and their prophets, who say to a tree, you are my father, and to a stone, you gave me birth. For they have turned their back to me and not their face. But in the time of their trouble, they will say, arise and save us. But where are your gods, which you made for yourself? Let them arise, if they can save you in the time of your trouble. For according to the number of your cities are your gods, O Judah. Why do you contend with me? You have all transgressed against me, declares the Lord. In vain I have struck your sons, they accepted no chastening. Your sword has devoured your prophets like a destroying lion. O generation, heed the word of the Lord. Have I been a wilderness to Israel or a land of thick darkness? Why do my people say, we are free to roam? We will no longer come to you. Can a virgin forget her ornaments or a bride her attire? Yet my people have forgotten me. Days without number. How well you prepare your way to seek love. Therefore even the wicked women you have taught your ways. Also on your skirts is found the lifeblood of the innocent poor. You did not find them breaking in, but in spite of all these things, yet you said, I am innocent. Surely his anger is turned away from me. Behold, I will enter into judgment with you because you say, I have not sinned. Why do you go around so much changing your way? Also you will be put to shame by Egypt as you were put to shame by Assyria. From this place also you will go out with your hands on your head, for the Lord has rejected those in whom you trust, and you will not prosper with them. And that is God's word. So there's the first time Jeremiah prophesies. It wasn't good news to the people of Judah and Jerusalem, the first 8 verses. Yahweh tells the people that they have been ungrateful to Him when He has been so kind to them. He's done such good to them. Even brought them into the promised land, a land flowing with milk and honey. They used to be devoted to the Lord, and all who attacked God's people, evil came upon them. But now the word of Yahweh has come, and the ungratefulness is described. The Lord had brought them into the promised land. And what do you do? What did they do? The Lord speaking, He says, you sin against me, you changed your God, and now you have gods that would number of cities that you have. You rebelled and committed great evils by forsaking me and rebelling against me. You've brought ruin upon yourselves. Whose fault is it that what He prophesies there at the end? In verse 37, with your hands on your head, you're going to be led out of exile. Whose fault is it that exile is coming? It is their own. They've done it to themselves. Now it says that they want to go back to Egypt, back to slavery. They want to go back to Assyria. Don't they remember what happened to the northern kingdom when Assyria had led them into exile? Don't you remember what happened in Exodus and for the Assyrian, with the Assyrians? You've broken covenant with me, verses 20 and 21. Even after your beginning was good, and all you're forsaking, though, you try to make yourselves appear clean, and even you try to clean yourself with soap, but that does not clean your filth. Your wickedness is too plain. It cannot be excused. You cannot clean it away from God. Even verse 35, yet you said, I am innocent. Surely His anger is turned away from me. And the Lord responds, behold, I will enter into judgment with you because you said, I have not sinned. Verse 24, they've gone after idols, made their own idols. They've gone after strangers, so that they often lie down just like a harlot. Once you get a taste of those idolatries, what can turn you away from them? This is the work of Satan, beloved. He gives you a little taste of him, a little taste of idolatries and what happens here. They let a sliver of idolatry in and it grew and it took over everything, and their gods are many. Because of their idolatries, they were shamed because in a time of need, their idols could not help. And so he turns them over to their idols. Let your idols save you, he says. Again, verse 37, from this place also you will go out with your hands on your head. For the Lord has rejected those in whom you trust, and you will not prosper with them. The Lord has struck Judah's sons, but they don't accept the chastening of the Lord. They continue going astray. They're forgetting Yahweh, who had shown them mercy. And in their idolatry, verse 34, they were led to shed innocent blood. They were committing murder amongst them, and yet still claiming to be innocent. Beloved, let it not be that your hearts are found hard when your sins are placed before you, whether through fellowship with other believers or with your spouse, your families, or even in the worship of God and through the reading and preaching of His Word. Do not have your hearts to be found hard when your sins are placed before you. Repent of your spiritual idolatries. Turn from giving that place in your souls that you often do to the world, the flesh, and the devil, because your soul has been reserved for God only. So you are to give it to Him. And that's exactly what we'll learn this evening in 1 John. That we are to guard ourselves from idols. And yet they, Judah, entered in, even as God's covenant people. They entered in and took part with those idols and images they made with their hands. And we see what happens to them. Judgment comes. So let that not be us. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank You for Your Word. Father, we are guilty of much sin. We have committed many sins, even in the past few moments, in our thoughts, our hearts are perhaps drawn away from You, even in the worship of God. Father, we ask that You would turn us from our sins and our idolatries, and You would forgive us. You would be merciful as You are the merciful God, whose name is Yahweh. Father, we don't deserve Your mercy. Father, in Christ, we do. And so, Father, we ask that You would show mercy and be faithful to Your promises. Father, here is a people who turned aside, rebelled against You. May we be a people who stands faithful upon the word of the apostles and prophets, the Scriptures. That we follow after the godly examples throughout the Scriptures, not those who went after their own ways and who strayed far from You. Father, we see through the Scriptures that it is easy to fall into forsaking You and turning to other things, which we would, by the Scriptures' description, call other gods. Gods of this world. Even the God of ourself, which of course are no gods at all. They're false. But You are the living and true God. Father, calls us to follow after You alone, in Christ alone, by Your Spirit alone. Father, we ask that You would care for us, even in relationship with our governing authorities, that You would raise up godly leaders over us. You would save them and cause them to rule according to Your word alone. Father, we ask these things that we would be able to worship freely and according to Your word without threat of persecution or suffering. And yet, Father, we ask that You would prepare us for a time when we will suffer or be persecuted. For we know such now is a time for that. We're beginning to be that. And even as You have promised that we will be persecuted if we are Your children. So strengthen us for the task that lays ahead, though we don't know what it is. cause us to stand upon your word and seek you faithfully day after day. That we one day would be made perfectly righteous and enter into glory. Even looking forward to that day when we'll have our bodies raised up from the dead by Christ. Just as He rose from the dead and has life forever, so we in our bodies as well. But with new glorified bodies. And many bodies that have pain and loss of mind. Loss of muscle and bone and cancers. Father, we look forward in hope when we'll have those new glorified bodies and there'll be no more pain or sickness. So cause us to hope in your promises this day forth and forevermore. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.